Pirates versus Tyrants. This is the Tom Wren Show, where we practice piracy on the enemies of freedom and liberty.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. We are excited to be here today. Lots happening in the country. Of course, we saw the one and only Donald Trump is having I don't know if I want to say victories, but he's seeing some movement in the courts. And I'm pretty happy about that. I mean, we see his bond reduced to $175 million as he appeals. This is something that, listen, guys, this is going to be all over Twitter. It's going to be all over everything, this whole thing. And I'm going to tell you, we'll get into this, but I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it. The whole case was corrupt and should have been thrown out from the get-go. Letitia James should be, in my opinion, disbarred. She's just one of the most egregiously bad and unethical people on the planet, in my mind. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I'm entitled to it. So, yeah, this Trump thing's a big deal. If we get some time, I'll talk a little bit more on it towards the end of the show. But I want to get into these gene therapy jabs, right? And one of the reasons that I want to talk about this is, to this day, we're all the way 2024, whenever I post about the gene therapy jabs, I get some jackass on Twitter who will, community notes guys, usually a big pharma paid shill, who likes to post some stuff about these gene therapy jabs not being a gene therapy, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard. Moderna and Pfizer have both admitted that their products are gene therapy products. There's no question about this. But yet, leave it to the shills at AP and elsewhere to push a narrative. They never fail to do that, right? And there's a couple things that I get frequently on the community notes things, and I'm going to share those. So let's look right now. And we talk about the gene therapy poisons that Moderna and Pfizer have created. We get this link, why mRNA vaccines aren't gene therapies. Now, this is, by the way, a blog. And it's no different than my Substack or anything else. It's not, anything. It's literally right here. You can see up here, blog, right? And it's nonsense. Plus, you'll see that it's UK, right? So the definitions for things may vary across countries, but it's UK. Here is the AP. AP, no COVID vaccines. This is an absolute outright lie. And so I'm calling on the AP to fix their fact check. I'm going to go through this in this show, and I'm going to go through it in great detail. And this isn't a debatable thing. This is objectively incorrect. So I'm calling on the AP, who says right here, independent fact-based journalism. Okay. If you want to have some facts, let's talk about facts instead of what you have. These are, You can change the definition of vaccine and say that they're a vaccine, but they're not a vaccine, first of all, in the traditional sense. But more importantly, what they are for sure is they are gene therapies. Okay? Let me explain what's going on here and why. So the AP, and this is the common sentiment, and this is what the left and what the big pharma shills do, right? So AP is controlled by big pharma, no question about it, for their stories to get picked up and ran. They can't run something that's anti-Big Pharma because all of the news companies and all the distributors are owned by Big Pharma. So this is what they've got. They say AP's assessment, false, COVID vaccines do not change a person's genes as gene therapy does, experts say. Shots from Pfizer and Moderna use messenger RNA or mRNA to instruct the body to create a protein from the coronavirus. The Johnson & Johnson vaccine, meanwhile, uses a modified adenovirus to trigger an immune response, right? Okay, so this isn't even truly accurate, but I'm going to go through why, right? Now, the thing about this is they're saying it alters a human's DNA. Well, they may, and I'm going to get to that, right? But whether or not they actually alter a human's DNA is a lot less relevant than the fact that they are gene therapy jabs, right? So here you've got them talking about Robert Malone and his stuff on mRNA, and he says that they are absolutely a gene therapy. and that's where it comes from. That's what it is. And they go on. And you've got the only thing I can assume, corrupt, sellout, douchebag, big pharma, shill professor. And I don't really know anything, but my opinion is that if this guy is going to put himself out there as the director of the Gene Therapy Institute and Vaccine and Gene Therapy Institute, by the way, which where do you think his funding's coming from? I haven't looked at this, but I will guarantee you this guy is getting more funding from Big Pharma than anywhere else on the planet, or the feds, which is one and the same. But anyways, so this guy's going in there and says, the point of gene therapy is to go in to change the coding of the DNA. That is incorrect. Okay, that is incorrect by every definition imaginable. Now let me go into this a little bit. So I wrote a Substack on this, right? Now there's a couple key things here I want to go into. So first of all, this is the newest, and I'm going to get to that in a second. But I want to go back a little bit farther, and point to the fact that both Pfizer and Moderna have said in their SEC filings, right? This is Moderna's 2019. Currently, mRNA is considered a gene therapy product by the FDA, right? These are mRNA vaccines, right? Right? I don't think there's any question about that. This was, again, documented as a risk factor in 2021. I mean, so even if these are out, right, these guys are admitting. Then we go on further. We may observe new, more frequent adverse events of greater severity in subjects participating in ongoing clinical trials with vaccinated COVID-19 vaccines. For example, some studies have suggested our new vaccine associated with higher risk of myocarditis and pericarditis in young males compared to other COVID-19 vaccines. Unexpected safety issues could significantly damage our reputation and that of the mRNA platform. That is Moderna, right? I mean, that's their stuff. Pfizer's done the same. There's no question about that. And we've gone back over and over again. There's a 2006 document that includes a definition of gene therapy. And that definition includes anything that's adding genetic material to your body, right? You add genetic material to your cells, it's a gene therapy, right? Now, I want to move forward, though, because I've covered all that in the past, and I want to go to this, right? So the NIH, and this is how disingenuous they are. Let me show you how corrupt these guys are. List definition of gene therapy is a technique that uses genes to prevent or cure disease or medical disorder, right? This is the 2024 NIH Human Genome Research Institute list gene therapy as a technique that uses genes to treat, prevent, or cure disease or medical disorder, right? FDA has a similar definition. And the FDA website lists a bunch of gene therapy products. Two of them that are interesting are plasmid DNAs and viral vectors. They actually list, I think, five. What they didn't list was mRNA and RNA tech on that list. Now, why is that? Why is that? That's a very curious thing to me, right? Now let's talk about, we're gonna get into some cellular biology, guys. I'm just sorry, I know this is painful. Some of you are gonna throw up a little bit in your mouth, others are gonna turn off or fall asleep, but I just need to go through this. So mRNA and other RNA tech is left out of the list. This is curious, right? Because in this 2020 FDA document, right? It's right here, you can get it right here. You have this particular sentence. And this sentence says, for any of you listening instead of watching, some examples of gene therapy products include nucleic acids, e.g. plasmids, in vitro transcribed ribonucleic acids, genetically modified microorganisms, viruses, bacteria, fungi, engineered site-specific molecules for human genome editing, and ex vivo genetically modified human cells. Now, notice that they distinguish between human genome editing and these other things. And then I want you to draw your attention here to transcribed RNA. Okay, so they specifically list transcribed RNA as a gene therapy product, right? What is transcribed? We'll talk about transcribed RNA. So transcription is a process. This is NIH, Human Genome Research Institute, right? So it's a credible source. Let's talk about transcription. Transcription, as related to genomics, is the process of making an RNA copy of the cell's DNA sequence. This copy, called messenger RNA, carries the gene's protein information encoded in the DNA. In humans and other complex organisms, mRNA moves from the cell nucleus to cytoplasm, where it's used for synthesizing the encoded protein, right? Let's translate this to English. So transcription. Here you've got this picture. This is your fancy little DNA, right? You know, the double helix, right? Or triple helix, whatever it is, the helix. So a piece of this is transcribed, and you get this piece of the helix, right? That piece of the helix that comes out is transcribed RNA or mRNA. So as noted here in the NIH Human Genome Project, transcription is making a copy of an RNA copy of the cell's DNA, and this copy is called messenger RNA, mRNA, right? Now, so transcribed RNA is a gene therapy. Now, let's talk about this. When the COVID vaccines are created, what are they? Well, they call them mRNA. They're actually modRNA, and I'll get to that in a second. But these mRNA vaccines, they are basically the messenger RNA used to encode and to create the spike protein for COVID, right? So they're taking a messenger RNA that they created in the lab, which is why it's modRNA, and they're using it they put it in your body, gets into the cell, and once it's in the cell, it creates a spike protein from the COVID vaccines, right? Okay. So first of all, let's talk about how it gets into the cell. There's a couple different methods for this mRNA to get put into the cell. One is the lipid nanoparticle. So Pfizer and Moderna use the lipid nanoparticle, right? They attach a cell, they deliver their payload, and they put it in, right? The other is to use various viral vectors. That's what Janssen did. Janssen used a viral vector, right? Either way, what you're putting in the cell is an mRNA sequence so that your body produces a spike protein. Okay, that's what you're doing. You're putting that into the cell. It doesn't matter how it gets there, whether it's a lipid nanoparticle, whether it's a viral vector, a bacterial vector. You could use anything you want to carry it. The point is that once it's in your cell, your body starts producing the mRNA that creates the spike protein, right? That facilitates the creation of the spike protein from the COVID vaccines. So you are literally introducing mRNA, which is a genetic material, into the cell, which is a gene therapy, right? You are introducing. Now, when we look at this, these guys at AP and at the UK, they talk about the first thing that they always say is it doesn't change your genes. That has nothing to do with it. No one cares. That's not the point. First of all, I don't know how they're going to prove that, because we're going to get to that in a second. But second of all, it's not relevant. It is a gene therapy product because you are introducing genetic material into a cell to elicit a response. And I mean, you're literally using genetic material as a therapy, right? You're literally introducing mRNA into a cell. It doesn't matter whether you use a lipid nanoparticle, whether you use a viral vector. It doesn't matter what you do. You're introducing this mRNA genetic material into a cell. That then creates this specific protein, right? The specific spike protein that's you know part of the COVID jabs or part of COVID. It is gene therapy. Okay, what is it if using genetic material and introducing it to the human body and to a cell, if that's not to create a response, if that's not gene therapy, what is it? And what is gene therapy? Is it only if you edit someone's genes? This is nonsense. It's a lie. It's misleading and it's intentional. And I'm calling on the AP to fix their fact check because their fact check is wrong. This isn't debatable, right? I just laid this out in a paragraph right here, a picture, and another paragraph website. This isn't debatable. The AP is nothing but paid shills. This is clear as day. If I could do this in less than a page, are you telling me they couldn't figure it out? Why do they have a multi-page? Look at how long this article is lying about this, right? Now, they're talking about the adenovirus vectors, this, that, and other. Now, why is that important? Because there's another aspect of this, right? There's a whole other aspect of this. And that's the other falsehood in here. Now, the other falsehood is not as clear cut. Right. But the idea that these aren't gene therapy vaccines or products is absolutely ridiculous. As I said, within my Substack, we start out and we talk about this. Here is the FDA literally admitting these are gene therapy products. No question about it. Right. You've got assessments of gene therapy. We've got this document from 2015. Right. A vectored vaccine is one of these virus microbacterium or DNA plasmid to introduce DNA / RNA encoding for antigens into the cells of the body. This was before lipid nanoparticles were properly developed, right? But it doesn't matter. You're introducing DNA or RNA for into the cells of the body, right? That is literally exactly what these vaccines do. It is the definition. It is absolutely the definition. When we talk about this, you know, the viral vectors, they were used in Janssen, right? So the Janssen used viral vector, lipid nanoparticles, and other, but those are carriers, right? Those are the delivery system. mRNA is the payload. So the way you think about this is in your body, you've got to get that mRNA into your cells. Okay. So when they give you that shot, what they're doing is they're putting these lipid nanoparticles in. Think of them like a pickup truck, right? I'm from Ohio, so we're going to talk pickup trucks, right? So you put these lipid nanoparticles in, and inside the bed of the pickup truck is mRNA, right? Now it's tied down, it's set there, it's not going to fall out. Once they get to the cell, once the lipid nanoparticle gets to the right cell and it connects to that cell, it opens the bed of the pickup truck and pushes out the mRNA, and it pushes it into the cell, right? That's the lipid nanoparticle. But the mRNA is a piece of genetic material. It doesn't matter whether it changes your DNA or not. That's completely irrelevant. It's a lie that the AP and some of these others have used to try and mislead you into thinking that these aren't gene therapy products because no one wants their genes fooled with. They are absolutely gene therapy products. It's an abject, outright lie. It does not matter how the payload's delivered. It matters that it's delivered. Now, we have Creative Biolabs. Okay, they specialize in mRNA therapeutics. And their reports say vectors play a significant role in delivering genes. Genes, right? Genetic information. They're looking at all this as gene therapy development. mRNA technology have been utilized in improving the performance of gene therapy. This is gene therapy. When you introduce genetic material into the body to elicit a response, it is literally gene therapy. What else would it be? EUA or the EU, they're trying to change us. They're trying to push us so that they can change the definition legally. Why? Because nobody likes gene therapies, right? It's unbelievable, folks. It's unbelievable. So now remember, by the way, this was important. CDC changed the definition of vaccine in 2021 because they wanted to, and this was illegal in my mind, right? They changed the definition of vaccine because they wanted to provide immunity to mRNA vaccines, but they don't have the authority to do that, in my opinion. That's a lawsuit I'd like to file. But at the end of the day, the active substance used to elicit immune response in the vaccines is mRNA, a form of nucleic acid, and the genetic material of SARS-CoV-2 virus that provides instructions to the folks. It is absolutely a gene therapy, right? Comirnaty is a vaccine indicated for immunization to prevent coronavirus disease. It is designed to elicit a response, okay? Now, by the way, go to TomRens.com, support us, share the Tom Renz Show, the America Out Loud Network. Check out our books. We've got some really good books out on TomRens.com. We're getting some T-shirts out and some other stuff. Check out the merch. Check out everything. But support us and support the show.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutLoud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX throat spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop. That's AmericaOutLoud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Clean, pure, with premium ingredients, Global Healing's Pure Plant Protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's a perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutLoud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
Expert opinions, honest debate, and in-depth investigations are what you've come to expect from AmericaOutloud.news. We don't shy away from speaking the truth boldly and plainly. All that's missing is the propaganda that has infected legacy and social media. Get the best of down and dirty, wholesome American speak. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Well-documented COVID-19 injections do not prevent infection. No, they don't. Right? They don't really do anything good. Vaccination stimulates the body immune system. I mean, this goes into some of this other stuff. But essentially what we're getting at here is this whole thing is smoke and mirrors. Right? This whole thing is smoke and mirrors. And the way that this fact-checking has been done is to say, well, they don't alter your genes, so they're not gene therapies. That has nothing to do with it. If you introduce genetic material into a human body with the intent of it creating a response, that's gene therapy, right? I mean, we're not introducing, some random thing. We're literally introducing an mRNA gene therapy product that's designed to go into the cell and produce a protein just like any other mRNA would, right? That's what mRNA does in the human body. Now, let me get into part two of this, and this is an important point. First of all, I get a lot of people talking about, well, mRNA is natural, a messenger RNA is everywhere. Yeah, messenger RNA is a naturally occurring thing in every body on the planet, right? Not COVID mRNA, not Pfizer's genetically modified laboratory created Frankenstein RNA. That crap, that ain't natural, right? And what they're putting in there isn't just messenger RNA, it's modified messenger RNA. It runs on an mRNA backbone, but it's modified. They change it. That is not a naturally occurring substance. The mRNA that is in these vaccines is in but no way, shape, or form natural. It was created in a laboratory. Thank you, Pfizer and Moderna. Now, that leads us to this, right? These vaccines, you know, they don't screw with your genetics. Your DNA is completely safe. You don't have anything to worry about, right? Huh. That's interesting. Why do they know that these vaccines won't impact your genetics, right? They do not change a person's genes. They don't? Why do you know that? Right? Let's talk about this, right? I've got a couple of important things. By the way, the process by which transcription creates this is through translation, right? So you create these mRNA, and this is the life cycle of the RNA. You start out, you create mRNA from the DNA. The RNA then become, this MR, this transcribed RNA is messenger RNA, and it gets out of the cell nucleus and then creates whatever it's supposed to create, right? It creates it by a process called translation, where the messenger RNA is essentially translated into proper proteins, right? That's how it creates a spike. All right. So this is a process, 1, 2, 3, 4. What if that process went backwards? Can it go backwards? Why can't it go backwards, right? Okay. Enter reverse transcription. Reverse transcriptase, call it what you want to call it, right? And the simplest thing to understand with reverse explanation for reverse transcription is this one. In biology, the process in cells by which an enzyme makes a copy of DNA from RNA, The enzyme that makes the DNA copy is called reverse transcriptase and is found in retroviruses such as human HIV, human immunodeficiency virus. Reverse transcription can also be carried out in a laboratory. It can be carried out in a laboratory too, right? So with the right kind of chemical or the right kind of enzyme, you can reverse transcribe it, right? Okay, so let's talk about this. Retroviruses, which is what we're talking about here, such as adenovirus and the Janssen vaccine, do have the potential to reverse transcribe. They do have the potential to alter DNA, to create DNA from RNA, right? To do the process backwards, to screw things up. So that's a big deal, right? And here's an overview of reverse transcription. This is how it works. And you're welcome to look at this. I'll have this in my show notes somewhere. But reverse transcription typically is done through the virus. Virus enters, and the viral RNA enters the cytoplasm, and then it goes through the process in reverse, right? Instead of the DNA in the cell nucleus transcribing itself into RNA, messenger RNA, and then going out and creating proteins, the exact opposite can occur. So that's reverse transcription. Now, it occurs in retroviruses. It occurs in a few different things. But it's interesting that these guys are so definitive on the fact that it can't happen with the mRNA vaccines. Why? Why do they say that? How do they know that? How long have these vaccines been out in the market? How long did they test them? How do they know that over time? So the mod RNA is designed to be more durable and last longer in the cells than traditional messenger RNA, right? And we know this. That's one of the things they've spent a lot of time working on, is making sure that mod RNA is more durable and stronger and stable and this, that, and other. So how long does it stay in the cells? And while it's there, how do we know that there's no possibility of reverse transcription? How do we know that? Has anybody studied it? Can someone show me a study? Can someone show me a definitive, well-done study that says reverse transcriptase is impossible? I can show you a study that shows that it looks like it may be occurring. We did have the study out of Europe. Now, it admittedly, it was in vitro instead of in vivo, which means in a laboratory instead of in a body. But are you sure? Why are you so sure? Why is it that these guys, the first thing, well, this can't alter your genetics? Why is that always the battle cry? Now, I'll grant you that this, the science is not, we can't prove that it alters your DNA yet. I would be willing to bet anything you want that it does. I'd be willing to bet anything you wanted to bet. And guess what? I've been right more than I've been wrong, folks. But how do we know that these aren't altering our DNA? How do we know that reverse transcriptase isn't occurring? Why? Because AP fact-checked it? Or because this UK blog fact-checked us? Why do they say that? Now, granted, the transcription process and this, that, and others is typically a one-way process, but we know that in nature and in laboratories, reverse transcription is possible. In light of the fact that these vaccines were, according to the official timeline, created in about 3 days, how the hell do we know that they don't have any potential to reverse transcribe? So here's the thing. If we take these guys at their word and we trust these guys not to be liars, then we believe that President Trump announced that he was going to have a vaccine. And 3 days later, Moderna's like, yep, we got one, right? Okay. So in 3 days, you came up with something and you're sure that there's no potential for it to reverse transcribe and alter our DNA. You're positive about that, right? Now let's talk about another elephant in the room, right? So, before I do that, folks, they don't know. I think they do know, okay? I believe they do know. I believe that these do have a very strong potential to alter your genetics. I think they know that they can alter your genetics. I think they're lying about it. And I think that they know they're lying about it. I don't think there's any question about that, right? I don't think there's any question. Now, I want to move into some other areas, because essentially right now what I want to say again, AP needs to correct their fact check. This has nothing to do with that. No one cares whether it's a gene therapy. This says vaccines aren't gene therapy. They then open up by lying about what gene therapy is. Okay? That is not, there's no agreed upon definition where gene therapy is only if it's designed to modify your genetics. In fact, the FDA, CDC, HHS definitions that are put forth legally suggest that that is absolutely the opposite of the truth. Right? So I think that the idea that this is not a gene therapy is both disingenuous, it's misleading, and I'm calling on AP to fix their fact check, because it's just simply incorrect, as we can demonstrate here, and as we have. This is not a maybe thing. This is just objectively true. I'm sure that they will see a post on this show from some douchebag community notes, probably ED retard or something like that. ED being Enterprising Desert Raven. He's one of the most prolific community notes, big pharma shills that we see. He loves to put community notes on everything that's not big pharma sponsored. But, and I've dubbed him ED retard, by the way. At the end of the day, this is not debatable, right? All right, now I want to move into another thing. Right here, we have a headline that says, doctors warn of mysterious cancer epidemic affecting young or fit younger people. Baffled as to what the cause could be. They're baffled, folks. Producer Andrea, are you baffled as to the cause of this?
Oh, just baffled. It's weird how so many things are just happening to young, healthy people in the last 2 years. What could it be? Like, what's changed in our society?
I don't know what could possibly
be. Very weird.
2020.
I mean,
it would be causing
nothing changed. People weren't injecting themselves with any type of new technology in the last 2 years that could affect their immune system, would it? And I mean, doesn't immune... Did I hear that immune system has something to do with cancer sometimes?
No.
That's a conspiracy
theory. Well, it also, gene therapy.
It's climate change. Shortstack just said it's climate change.
I love Shortstack. Yeah, climate change is causing cancer.
It's the cows farting.
Yeah, the cow farts are definitely behind cancer. We need to eliminate all cows, which means eat more beef.
Because they didn't fart before. They didn't fart in our grandparents' generation. They just started farting.
That's conspiracy theory. And Shortstack's right. Trump's 94 indictments clearly caused the myocarditis. there's definitely at least
it does
some
affect
sort
my
of
heart.
Scientific
yeah.
correlation there.
I will die of a heart attack soon over those, that's for sure.
Yeah. So let's look at this article here. Now, this is a really important article because, it's talking about this cancer epidemic, which is obviously 100% a coincidence, right? There's no chance that this cancer epidemic has anything to do with anything but a coincidence, unless it is climate change. It could be climate change. I would say climate change is probably very much at the heart of all of these things. But this article here says, so after the princess, because, you know, Princess Kate has cancer, and she also was vaccinated and loves the vaccines and has promoted the vaccines. And I wish her well. My wife has cancer, so I wish anybody with cancer well. I don't wish that on anybody, no matter how stupid or corrupt they may be. After the Princess of Wales announced on Friday that she was being treated for cancer, specialist clinicians said they are seeing much larger numbers of fit and outwardly healthy under 45s presenting with cancers than ever before, One study that looked at data from Northern Ireland between 93 and 2019 found the rate of early onset cancers increased 20.5%, the equivalent of about 7,000 extra cases. Now, I want to really talk about this, right? They're trying very hard to promote the idea that this trend started before the vaccines. They're having a huge issue, right? They learned this from the DMED data that I dropped the info on. They have to fudge the numbers, they have to change statistics, and they have to do it quickly because they need to show that there was a trend of increasing cancer before the COVID vaccines. That's what that's about, right? And there's a bunch of stuff out here trying to say that this has been going on for 20 years. It's not. It's not. So here, there's a tweet in here. The fact that none of these media outlets or doctors are talking about how the cancer epidemic could possibly be caused by an experimental gene therapy that 70% of the world took is all you need to know about their trustworthiness. That's exactly right. So this is really very clear what's going on. Now, cancer, scientists suggest it could be a genetic, it could be genetic or caused by possible changes in the microbiome and gut bacteria, but they remain unsure. Okay, so let me remind y'all of this. So we did this article a few weeks back. Yes, COVID cancers are profoundly linked to cancer. Did they contribute to the death of Kobe Toby Keith? I don't know. And we don't know. We don't know for sure. But what we do know is if you read the article, and we kind of go through a lot of stuff here, it looks like he was jabbed. And we know that these are gene therapies, right? This is from 2000. This is a 2015 document. References the 2006 product or document where it says gene therapy products that mediate their effects or transcription or translation of transferred genetic material and or by integrating it into the host genome that are administered as nucleic acids, viruses, or genetically engineered microorganisms. The products may be used to modify cells in vivo or transferred to cells ex vivo prior to administration of the recipient. This is what the vaccines are, right? So the vaccines that do this. And within this document, this is really an important thing. Potential risks of delayed adverse, this is an FDA document, right? This is an FDA document. This is a direct quote. Study subjects exposed to gene transfer technology may be at risk of delayed adverse events as consequence of persistent biological activity of the genetic material or other components of the products used to carry the genetic material. The persistent biological activity may be necessary for the product to provide continuing clinical benefit. However, persistent biological activity could have adverse effects upon normal cell function, placing subjects at risk for development of adverse events, some of which may be delayed by months or years. Literally, that is what our mRNA vaccines do, right? These are gene therapy poisons that sit in your body for God knows how long. By the way, this SV40 thing, those are the adenovirus, this is really, I mean, it's a carcinogen. It's another thing. But when they, that same document talking about the delayed adverse reaction, when we, factors likely to increase the risk of delayed adverse events following exposure to gene transfer technology include persistence of the viral vector, right? That could, because this is an older document, understand they could also say persistence of lipid nanoparticles, which are persistent. Integration of genetic material in the host genome. We don't know if that's happening or not, but there's suggestion that it was. Prolonged expression of the transgene and altered expression of the host genes. Persistence of viral vector, sometimes associated with latency, could permit continued expression of the gene or delayed effects of the viral reaction, infection. Integration, this goes through how. But basically, prolonged expression of transgene may also be associated with long-term risks resulting from unregulated cell growth and malignant transformation, autoimmune-like reaction to self-antigens, and unpredictable adverse events. This means cancer and autoimmune issues. That's what that means, right? It's very, very clear. The FDA knew this in 2006. They restated it in 2015. In the document I showed earlier, they talked in 2020 that they know that these mRNA products are gene therapies. They have acknowledged this. They know what's going on. They are lying. But Jim Jordan and the other wannabe rhino Republicans that are out there that keep asking questions won't ask any of these real questions. They won't ask why it is that the FDA listed these vaccines as gene therapies, and yet they're arguing about it. They won't ask about the delayed adverse events that were listed as potentially possible from these vaccines. They won't do any of it. They won't, because they're cowards. They're liars, they're cowards, they're frauds. They won't do it. But when we go to this article right here, doctors warn a mysterious cancer epidemic. There's nothing mysterious about it. Kate got cancer because she got jabbed. It's almost certain. I mean, the jab shuts down your immune response. The jab causes all sorts of problems. I mean, it's a disaster, right? It's an absolute disaster. So when we look at this and we say, what's causing this? Well, it's not hard. We don't have to like wonder what's causing this. I mean, it's clear as day what's causing this, right? So that jabs. The jabs are causing this immune response, and it's causing all these problems. So anyways, that is precisely what's going on with this. And the only people that aren't sure about it are the crooks that are trying to lie about it. So I want to go into one last issue that we're not talking enough about on these COVID jabs. And that is this. I'm glad J.D. Rucker and Liberty Daily do a great job digging this stuff out. Researchers warn of blood transfusions with vaccinated blood. Okay. This is particularly troublesome. You know, like I said, my wife has cancer. And one of the things that happens when you have cancer is there is a real legitimate possibility that you need blood transfusions. That's a problem because all the blood is tainted. There's no way to determine whether the blood you're getting is clean or tainted when you get it. And if you have cancer and you get vaccinated blood, I would very much believe that you have the potential to turn that into a turbo cancer overnight. And the last thing you want is vaccinated blood if that's going on. So, this is a disaster, right?
And if the vaccines were real vaccines, this wouldn't even be something we'd be discussing. I mean, traditional vaccines trick your body into thinking you have the virus, right?
Yep.
So that it creates a natural response to keep you from dying from when you get in contact with that virus, correct?
Yeah.
If these not vaccines, these gene therapies were just that, it wouldn't be an issue. There wouldn't be an issue with our blood supply. Your blood supply would be stronger, but instead your blood supply is now tainted. And I mean, we know it because Red Cross has even come out. There's this concern with everything. I had a friend down in Las Vegas. She had to have an emergency transfusion and she got a blood clot afterwards. And she knows a lot about what we know. I mean, there's no way for her to know what's going on, but she's had issues since the blood transfusion. And here's the thing, it's all about the unknown. No. Like you said, the definitive stuff, maybe we can't say this is exactly what's happening, but how much of this stuff has to happen in the last 2 years? How many young people have to get quote unquote turbo cancer? How many young people have to die of myocarditis and fall on a frickin' soccer field at the peak of their careers and at the best point in their life for us not to just admit that this stuff needs to be way more researched? And people like the AP can't come out and say anything definitively. No one can. There needs to be research happening and questions being posed, not we know for sure that it's impossible that these vaccines could do that. You don't know shit.
Well, the thing is they do know. The AP is officially, they're lying intentionally. Yeah. That was an absolute lie. It's a whitewash. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the problem is that these media outlets, they lie. They intentionally lie and mislead people. It's horse crap. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, they lied about ivermectin, and thankfully that's been getting some positive traction with the fight. But you can't lie, cause people to die over it, and then continue to do it. They're not stopping. They're not letting up. We have to fight this.
I want to respond to this, right? So Crick's 70, asked, when did the trial start? And he's right. And I want to address this, because a lot of people say, well, you know, hey, what are you going to do with the lawyer this, lawyer that, right? Yes, I'm a lawyer. Yes, we've done all sorts of lawsuits. Yes, we'll continue to do lawsuits. But, folks, this isn't going to get fixed in a courtroom. It's not going to. There would have to be legislation. There needs to be Nuremberg trials, and that can't occur without a legislation, right? We cannot actually put the people on trial who did this unless we have legislation that enables it. The law will not allow it, right? I can do a civil suit that's not going to do too much on certain things. Believe me, if there was a real legitimate civil solution that I could do, it'd be done. This has to include a political change. We the people have to demand it. Until we the people step up and demand it, we're in trouble. And I want to be real clear about this. I've looked at this as from every angle that there is to look at as a lawyer. There's some cases that could be filed if we had the funding to do it, right? They can't be filed without funding, because right now, as soon as you file a case, if you don't have funding to do it perfectly, you're going to get sanctioned and you're going to lose your license. So it's not going to do any good to file a case unless it's a perfect case. And so if you don't have the funding to have a whole team of lawyers dedicated to it for an extended period of time, there is nothing we can do with this. Let me show you this. I'm going to do this. Some deep physics involved which hacking our DNA. This is why graphene oxide and oxygen shape is important. Same. Okay, so I want to talk about this a little bit, right? There is something to be said, and there is actual hard evidence that there's more going on with these vaccines than even I've been able to go into publicly. I have a lot of information that I have not, really gone out and commented on publicly. And there's enough of it at this point that I'm comfortable telling you that if I were a betting man, I'd look back over some work that Karen Kingston's done and over the work that some of these other people have done, and it may not be 100% accurate, but there's some things that ought to be followed up on a lot more than what have been followed up. There's a lot of very early reporting from a lot of very smart people who did great work that was worth following up on, and no one would follow up. You can have the AP outright lie like they do in their fact check, and no one bothers with that. But when someone on our side asks a legitimate question, people like Karen Kingston, Stu Peters, Jane Ruby, people who are viewed as kind of fringe on some of this stuff, they're asking legitimate questions. They've been from the beginning, and a lot of the questions that they've asked, they're only considered fringe because people don't want to look at it. The idea that graphene oxide might be in these vaccines, or that there might be nefarious purposes, is frankly a lot less fringe than this headline, which is not just fringe, it's just dead wrong. This isn't fringe. This is wrong. It's absolutely a lie. They are gene therapy. So, but this is what these guys do. They want to call someone like, some of these people out there who are early researchers and who found stuff. Mike Adams, another great guy. Mike's not fringe. Mike's a scientist. That dude is smart. I'm going to tell you something. Mike Adams tells me something, I'm going to look into it. But you got to understand. Oh, here you go. Here's another one. Why? What about this? What about it? It's almost like this stuff was planned, isn't it? It's almost like this whole COVID thing was a plan. It's almost like they intended to cause these problems, isn't it? When we talk about blood, Japanese researchers have started to warn the public getting blood transfusions from vaccinated blood, right? You got a preprint, risks associated with using blood from COVID vaccinated people for blood transfusion. And they want people to be aware of the risk. genetic vaccination are already considered serious, high-time countries. I mean, this is just, it's just the stuff we're talking about. These are gene therapies. They're putting in blood. And when you put that into blood, if you translate transfer that blood, then it's in a new person. I mean, that is what it is, folks. You know, I don't know what to say about it. These people are 100% carriers of these gene therapy poisons. And I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. You know, they carry these poisons, they kill people, and it's a disaster, but we won't say anything about it. No one wants to question it, no one wants to touch it. It's too controversial. And so, you know, unless you're looking, but there's so much in here. The conclusion of the study into the blood of the vaccinated, the authors wrote, and I want this bears quoting, the impact of these genetic vaccines on blood, these are, by the way, these are Japanese researchers. These are actual research scientists, not crooks like they be. The impact of these genetic vaccines on blood products and actual damage caused by them are unknown at present. Therefore, in order to avoid these risks and prevent further expansion of blood contamination and complication of the situation, we strongly request that the vaccination campaign using genetic vaccines be suspended and that a harm-benefit assessment be carried out as early as possible. We've repeatedly stated that the health injuries caused by genetic vaccination are already extremely serious, and it is high time that the countries and relevant organizations take concrete steps together to identify the risks and to control and resolve them. Concerns regarding transfusions of blood products derived from genetic vaccine recipients and proposals for specific measures. They list a whole bunch of names. Folks, it's all part of an intentional plot that's out there to poison, to kill, to make money at the cost of human life, right? Create permanent customers for Big Pharma. Because once you've taken this, you're going to have health problems for the rest of your life, and then you can take the Big Pharma product to deal with all the health problems that come from this. But don't worry. Don't worry. We've got a brand new Pfizer vaccine coming out very soon to deal with the cancer that these vaccines caused. Doesn't that make you feel better? We need your help and support at TomRens.com. Check out the store. We got some new stuff in there, and we're getting more in there. We're getting a lot more in there. We're going to start putting, you know, funny stuff out and fun stuff out. So go to TomRens.com. Subscribe to our Substack. You can find my article there, all this stuff there. Support the Tom Renz Show and the America Out Loud Network. Support all that we're doing. Please share this show. Please share everything that we're doing. Please subscribe. Please support us everywhere. Thank you for listening, and you all have a wonderful day.